T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
They left 2 men on base in the fourth inning. They left 3 on base in the fifth. They left 3 on base in the sixth. And another opportunity here. This one comes with 2 down. Now the 2-2. It is hit high and deep down the right field line. Toward the corner. It is gone off the foul pole. Tie game. Japan. Biggest game. Elimination game. They've answered. The urgency was put to test. They're alive. What a moment. What a moment for Yoshida.
That was the other day in the World Baseball Classic, the semifinal, where Yoshida went deep, which I think he's an interesting player now on the Boston Red Sox, because if he carries over what he did in the World Baseball Classic and he can really play, he might be the key to Chaim Bloom saving his job. If you, like me, believe that Chaim Bloom's job is in jeopardy. And it is. That's hour number 2, Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're here till 6 with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We're going to get to the Patriots coming up. We've talked a lot of Jaylen Brown and the Celtics in the first hour. You want to weigh in on either one, feel free on the phones. But I've been itching to talk World Baseball Classic.
I know this.
The last day or two, and there's just been so much Celtics stuff with Jaylen. He just won't say no to an interview because, as Paul Pierce said, the Celtics are so bored that Jaylen just feels the need to talk to the New York Times and talk to the Ringer and everything else. Did you watch the World Baseball Classic, Mego?
Nope.
Not even one pitch?
Nah.
Arcan?
I mean, well,
not
okay. Like, I watched the highlights.
No, yeah. I mean, I
should I sit down and watch it? No.
I saw that highlight. I saw that.
I don't know what channel it was on.
I saw that Yoshi. You know what?
It's on Fox Sports 1.
You know what? I also didn't know that until Ryan just
no
said
idea.
It.
It's on Fox Sports 1.
I told you guys I was at a 2-day bachelor party this weekend where all we did was gamble on college basketball, except a bunch of guys were, there was like a faction of guys who were off to the side watching the World Baseball Classic. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? What are you doing? We're already lame enough at this bachelor party where all we're doing is sitting around and watching college basketball.
Yeah, what? I got 1,000 on China Taipei.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's like what it was. I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? You're watching the stupid World Baseball Classic? Yes, apparently. And it seems like the stadiums were sold out. It seems like there was more of a following for it than I ever would have imagined. I ripped this thing a few, maybe last week, with the Edwin Diaz injury. And I'm like, I know that was celebrating and not on the field. Then Altuve went out and got himself on the hurt on the field. And it's like, oh, okay, well, here's a good example to rip the World Baseball Classic. I'm like, nobody watches it. Why is it a thing? It turns out people watch it. And if you didn't, you enjoyed it, by all means. 617-779-7937. I want to hear from you. I do. Because I want to know what you liked about it and what drew you into it in the first place when there's, you know, college basketball, the Celtics, the Bruins, everything else going on. Why on earth did you slice out time for that? I want to know. But no, I didn't watch one pitch. Not
Great
one.
Britain hit the over. That's what I liked
Not
about it.
Not one pitch, but I did see that home run. And I got to be honest, I wasn't all that impressed. I thought I was going to turn.
Least surprising thing.
I thought I was going to turn on this clip, this video. I'm like, all right, let me see the Yoshida home run. And he's been tearing it up apparently in the World Baseball Classic, right? Hitting 400, 13 RBI, which I think I heard is a World Baseball Classic record, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
It is.
Okay, so like the guy's tearing it up.
22 appearances at the plate.
I mean,
just got to throw the stats out there.
No, I mean, just
you know, the heads want
the long illustrious history of the World Baseball Classic. I mean, that's quite a record.
I was
the man holds.
Far more impressed with Jeff McNeil drawing 12 consecutive balls. I mean, you're going up there and that bat's not coming off your shoulder for a second, and he's helping the team.
I mean, the World Baseball Classic. It's like Ruth, Williams. I mean, it's just the best of the best that I'm sure he passed by.
Merrill Kelly, but Brady Singer.
I popped on the highlight of this thing, and I'm like, it's like a 200-foot dink around the pesky pole, or the equivalent of the pesky pole.
I think it would have been foul if it was Fenway.
The thing was like, it went nowhere.
It's one of those Nick Green home runs.
I thought I was gonna launch this thing, and I was gonna be like, oh, look at the power. It was like a pop fly that snuck around the right field foul pole. So I'm sorry, if you're gonna be paying $100 million or close to it, I need
over
power. The Red Sox need power.
$105 million.
Is that including the posting fee?
Yeah, getting.
I'm sorry. So if you include the posting fee, over $100 million. Good. I like that math better. You're right. $100+ million. You need power. You need power. And good. He's hitting for a high average, and good. He's driving in some runs. What the Red Sox need from that signing is power. And I'm sorry, I didn't see it in the one stupid clip I watched, but I admittedly didn't watch a lot of it. If you did and you like what you saw, please, I want to hear from you. But I do love this idea that, like, oh, yeah, baseball's back. The World Baseball Classic is back because, I don't know, they were selling out the stadium in Miami. I didn't necessarily feel it until the last round or two. And admittedly, once the U.S. got to the semifinals with Yoshida on the other side playing as a Red Sox, and then you had the Ohtani-Trout moment last night, not that I watched it, but I at least feel a little bit.
It was pretty cool. I liked it.
I at least understand that, where you go, okay, that is a cool moment. Like, that is a cool moment. I still look at the tournament and I go, it was Merrill Kelly starting for the U.S. Quick, Arcan, who does Merrill Kelly pitch for?
I don't know.
Arizona.
I was going to say, it sounds like Diamondbacks all over.
I didn't
it.
Pretend to know, but I looked it up. I'm like, who is Merrill Kelly? Is he actually really good? Why wasn't Scherzer or somebody like that starting for the U.S.? Nope, it's Merrill Kelly. 33-year-old, career 4 ERA, I think career sub-500 pitcher, if I'm not mistaken. So the idea that it was like some best-on-best can't-miss tournament, I reject. And I wasn't all that impressed with the one highlight I saw, but maybe I'm missing out.
Well, going back to the Yoshida side of it, so you're not impressed by his power, not impressed by having the RBI average in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
Now going down in history for that. But the original premise that you brought up, is this enough to save Chaim Bloom's job?
If he can
is
play.
Is this 29-year-old international player who you're bringing over and, you know, there's a lot of speculation about how he's going to perform against MLB-level pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And people watch the game last night and say that Japan's got a great team. I mean, it's not like he's out there playing, you know, against
the Sasaki kid is supposed to be absurd,
Roki
right?
Sasaki
and
is
so he's
a
been
trip
playing
to watch
high
pitch.
Level competition. It's just a question of, okay, when you actually see him in the Red Sox uniform, what would it take for him to be a star so big that it would save Chaim Bloom's rear end at this point? Because right now it really feels like a foregone conclusion.
Power and the team needs to be
that
good.
That Chaim's gone.
Power and the team needs to be good, right? I mean, if the team's good, almost no matter what he does, Chaim might survive. You know, if that's a really bad signing, like some of the people panned it, scouts and executives panned that signing, then maybe it could still blow up in his face. I mean, the Red Sox, after all, were still a decent enough team the year after they won the World Series and Dombrowski got his ass fired. So maybe, but they need to win and he needs to hit for power. Look, if he hits 400 like he hit in the World Baseball Classic, well, then I'll make an exception. But he needs to hit for power. And at least there was a little bit of it around pesky pole or whatever they call it down in Miami. At least there was a little bit of it. Do you think he can save Chaim Bloom's job? Am I overstating it? Is Chaim Bloom safer than I'm making it out to be? Let's get to some of your phone calls here. Starting with Jonathan and Randolph, who's been waiting patiently on the Celtics. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Something with Jaylen Brown. There's two dimensions to this that I think is very important not to conflate and not to cross over. One is Jaylen Brown's comments about the city of Boston and his experiences as a black man here are all legit, all true. And if you don't believe what he says about having trouble starting a business, buying a house, regardless of how rich he is or whatever, then you're ignorant.
You probably just don't want to hear it, right? Like that's kind of my feeling on it. You probably just don't want to hear it. And that's what I get all the time when this discussion comes up. It's like, oh well, it's a black athlete calling Boston racist, and it's a bunch of white people like me who just don't want to hear it. Like, that's what I always hear. I hear people be, I don't want to hear it. And I don't know. I'm not brushing aside that Jaylen Brown can't buy a house. I know he makes a lot more money than I do, but I'm not brushing that aside, or he's having trouble to be able to purchase the type of home he wants.
Right, like he could buy a house.
Right.
Yeah.
And again,
that's not what he's saying.
What I keep coming back to is, regardless of whether that's reality or just his perception, because I don't want to spend time arguing about whether or not Jaylen Brown can afford a house in a certain neighborhood or afford a house in a certain area. Regardless of that, he feels this way about the city. And so does that sound like a guy who wants to stay here? That's the thing I keep coming back to with it. Joel is in Harwich. Go ahead, Joel.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Joel. How are you?
About strategy last night in the last inning.
Okay, good. I'd love to hear it. Go ahead. Yes. Are you talking about Ohtani coming into the game?
First guy walks.
Did he?
Okay. Betts is now up, right?
He walked. Okay. Yep. Sure. I'll take your word for it.
Don't you have him bunt?
What was the score at this point, Joel?
It was one run. If you go to the stats on it, if you got a guy at second with one out and two shots to get him in, or he hits into a double play,
yeah,
you got Trout up, you got the matchup you want.
But it turns out Ohtani blew him away. And if they could have sacrificed it out there, maybe it would have gone even worse.
So Mookie Betts should have bunted?
Is that what he's saying?
Mookie was at bat.
Mookie was up.
Mookie hit into a double play.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Which
I didn't
makes
care.
Ryan Bloom look like a genius for trading that bum who can't be clutch when you're playing for your country.
I
shameful.
I didn't care. Not something that I cared about to watch last night. But
this
look,
this is what you're courting.
Strategy.
Now. You're courting strategy in the last inning of the World Baseball Classic.
You know what? Maybe we can ask Cora about it someday. Maybe that's the kind of thing we can break down and get to.
It was Kyle Schwarber that hit the bomb that put him behind.
Did you see the Schwarber stat that was going around last night?
No. What was the
Schwarber
stat?
It's something like, Karab has tweeted it. If somebody can fact check me on this, it's something like Schwarber has homered in the AL and NL wildcard game.
Yep.
The ALCS, the NLCS.
Yep.
The World Series,
yep.
The All-Star Game, mm-hmm. and the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something like
and
that.
And we don't and need him in Boston.
And what was the other thing?
And the Cape League Championship.
Is that actually what it is?
Yeah.
Crazy.
He's showing the home. Tweeted the video.
And Chaim Bloom's like, we don't need him. We need Yoshida.
Schwarzberg will come and Hulk some. Like,
when I say Chaim Bloom needs his job saved by Yoshida, this is what I'm talking about. Because Schwarber could have done it for you. All you had to do was bring him back. 617-779-7937.
Can I real quick just say, yes. I didn't realize that the old-timey bunt brigade was still around.
Apparently it is.
This is my second tour of duty here at WEEI, and I used to do Red Sox Review, and I would get a lot of calls from the Joels and the Harwicks of the world, and it was always, why didn't they bunt?
Yes.
They should bunt. Everybody should bunt. The old guys love bunts.
He said Harwick, yes.
He pronounced it Harwick, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Do you think that town is called Harwick?
Did I say Harwick?
You did.
Yes, you did.
No, Harwich. I was thinking of Chris Hardwick from Singled Out.
I don't have a lot of napkins in my car. Mm-mm. It's under 10 and a half.
I know Chris Hardwick from Talking Dead.
Anyway. It's a good show, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.